Look at this. It's a monitoring device from the old Area 1. It was used to record the magnetic output from the artificial gravity system there. When the area was closed down, it had nothing to record for 5 years. But now look at it.
20-fold increase in a magnetic field.
And that's before it burnt out. We've been obsessed with radiation. Wrong. This instrument's given me a lead. I think we're facing a new effect, arising from the atomic waste deposited here over the years. Magnetic energy outputs of unprecedented violence.
Magnetic energy responsible for the flare-up at Area 1?
Magnetic energy causing brain damage?
Something we didn't even think to check for, but I believe it was a sudden surge in magnetic field that wrecked your flight navigation system and blanked out the astronaut's flight recorder.
The probe astronauts flew over there daily, as did Collins in the shuttle.
Then we've all been exposed to it. We've all been to Area 2, and to get there, we turn over Area 1. Well, it could be a cumulative effect that hasn't as yet...
There's an even bigger problem I see looming up. Area 1 burnt itself out in a magnetic subsurface firestorm. What worries me now is that the same thing could happen in Area 2.